This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Utah enacts bill to protect kids from internet porn. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
According to two 2019 studies, one by Boston University and the other done jointly by Google and Columbia University, only 4% of websites are pornographic. But online searches for pornographic websites make up 13% of web and 20% of mobile searches. Having access to harmful materials so easily accessible, especially for minors, has encouraged the Utah State Representative, Susan Pulsifer, to sponsor House Bill 72, which would require pornography filters on all smartphones and tablets that are activated in Utah and will automatically enable a filter of blocking material that is harmful to minors. The bill was approved by the state legislation, and then on March 23, 2021, Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed HB 72 into law. The purpose of the filter is to prevent the user of the device from accessing material that is harmful to minors on the device. It also allows certain users to deactivate the filter for the device or for specific content, and it will notify the user when the content is filtered. Governor Cox commented that this bill sends an important message that Utah is serious about keeping children from accessing explicit content on the internet. Representative Pulsifer said that she is grateful that Governor Cox signed the proposal, which she says will protect children from pornography while not violating the constitutional rights of adults because they are able to freely deactivate the content filter. Attorney Jason Groth of the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah is not a fan of the new legislation, telling the Associated Press that the bill is yet another example of the legislature dodging the constitutional impacts of the legislation they pass. Unfortunately, the bill might take some time to be implemented because Utah needs coordination from five other states willing to enact a similar proposal because it would be too difficult to implement by itself. But in 2016, Utah became the first state to declare pornography consumption to be a public health crisis, and several other states have followed Governor Cox's lead. Hopefully, House Bill 72 will develop the same way as well. Dawn Hawkins, the executive director of the National Center for Sexual Exploitation, praised the legislation, saying, "Utah has passed a critical common sense solution to help protect vulnerable children from accessing harmful pornographic content on phones and tablets. This bill is a big step in the right direction to protect children from the dangers of the internet." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.